Glory be to God that Christ is risen from the grave. Today, being Easter Sunday, churches around the world celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. There is great rejoicing because Jesus defeated the last enemy, death, by resurrecting as he promised after 3 days of being crucified and buried in a grave. What a completion of a series of actions that can never be repeated. To lay down your life and to pick it up again after 3 days as a sacrifice for mankind. We thank God for the benefits of the resurrection, about which Paul the Apostle said, "If it hadn't happened, we would have been of all men most miserable." But God's love, grace, mercy, kindness, power, and sacrifice were displayed all at once at Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Because Jesus lives, we shall live also. We thank God for that. We now have a living hope in a living Savior. Jesus' shed blood on the cross signifies a superior covenant between God and man. Our sins are forgiven and washed away if we believe in Jesus as Savior. If we repent of our sins, that is, turn away from our sins and live our lives to obey Him by the power and enablement of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Jesus' Spirit. We cannot get a better assurance or covenant that God has forgiven our sins, that we will come to Him when we leave this earth and be with Him forever. The disciples now have a message to take to the entire world. As Jesus said when He appeared to them in Galilee after He had resurrected from the dead, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me," Jesus said. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." We give thanks for that, because Jesus has assured us and given us a job. If we are disciples of His, we should first of all be disciples and then go and make disciples. And He ends that by saying, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." We give thanks to God for life and salvation and the daily multiplication of Jesus' saving power that we see and that we ourselves are products of by His grace and mercy. We who believe, who are disciples, are being built into a spiritual house, as we shall see in our main text. It is widely recognized that gratitude, which is an attitude of thanksgiving, promotes mental, emotional health and overall well-being. Here are a couple of quotes about gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful catalyst for happiness. It's the spark that lights a fire of joy in your soul. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. As we know, every principle and practice that works for the well-being of mankind has been revealed in the Word of God. The Bible has a lot to say about the importance of thanksgiving. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, we read, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." We remember also the story of the 10 lepers that Jesus healed in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 12 to 16. I will just remind us again that lepers were not allowed to come near people in biblical days because of their illness. They had to keep shouting that, you know, they were lepers so that people would not come near them. So they shouted, they saw Jesus passing, they shouted, they called out to Jesus, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And Jesus said they should go and show themselves to the priest, because the priest had to certify that they were okay. When Jesus said they should go and show themselves to the priest, that meant that on the way, they will get healed. So they went, and all of them, you know, got the certificate. They were told by the priest that they were okay. But only one came back to Jesus. We note here that he didn't just shout from a distance, because he was no longer a leper. He came to Jesus. He fell at Jesus' feet. He threw himself down at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He came, praised God in a loud voice, threw himself down at Jesus' feet and thanked Jesus. He was a Samaritan. He wasn't even a Jew. Then Jesus said, "Were there not 10 lepers that were healed? Where are the 9? Where are the 9? That's why it's good to give thanks. Jesus remarked that 10 were healed, only one came back. And Jesus said, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Your faith has saved you. So, 10 people were healed, but one was saved. He now had salvation. He now had eternal life. So, when we preach the gospel, we know that the greatest healing is salvation. Then you have healing of the body. But then we should give thanks to the Savior, who is Jesus, to the healer, who is Jesus. Imagine the various healings that we experience, blessings, deliverance, protection, provision, salvation, gift of life, divine health, living hope, that we have in Christ, we should always give thanks to God in every and any circumstance. In our main text for this week, Peter, an apostle of Jesus, describes what the people of God have become in him. The whole point of Peter's letter to suffering believers is to encourage them to stand firm till the end, irrespective of the challenges that they are facing in this very troubled and rebellious world. Those who take on board these facts and maintain an attitude of thanksgiving to God will be filled with peace, joy, and will remain faithful to the end. So, as we read the main text, let's turn the truths we come across into reasons for giving continual thanks to God. Our main text is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. I read, "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, 'See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.' Now, to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Our purpose is clear in that Bible passage, is to declare God's praises to all. God's praises to all. Thank God. Let us thank God that we are a spiritual house, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So as a disciple, when you meet with other disciples, other Christians, know the aim is to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So you come in joy, come in holiness, come with one heart. Let us give thanks to God because we are a chosen people. God's foreknowledge has seen that we have accepted him, even while we continue to go out to make disciples. Give thanks that you are a chosen people. Let's give thanks that we are a royal priesthood, ruling by bringing about God's purposes through prayer and obedience. This is where we have people, when they see us, they should see Jesus in secret and in public. We should display that we're ambassadors of Christ. Let us give thanks that we are a holy nation, a nation that will not harbor or perpetuate sin, a nation that people that will continue to seek God, a nation that there is no sin at all, because our God is holy. Let us thank God that we are His children, His people who have received His mercy through believing in the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should never give up, but live our lives to honor Him. We thank God again that Christ is risen. Let's celebrate, but let's celebrate every day, not only on Easter Day. Let's celebrate every day our salvation, the fact that we are a spiritual house, so that we continue to give spiritual sacrifices to a holy God. Let us continue to celebrate that we are chosen and we bring other people to Christ so that they will know Jesus as Savior and Lord. Let's continue to celebrate and thank God that we are a royal priesthood, bringing about God's purposes through prayer and obedience. Let's continue to thank God that He has enabled us to be holy by His Holy Spirit. We should never give up. We should continually give praise and thanks to our God. God bless you.